worship, we have the statement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which he says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wa ma khalaqtu jinna wa insa illa liya'budun." Sadaqallahu al-azim. Allah says, "I created men and jinn only to worship me." So, knowledge is superior to worship. Because before you can worship properly, you have to have knowledge of who you're worshiping, what you're worshiping, and the proper way to worship. So, knowledge is not better than, but it's superior, because it has to come before the action of worship. So when we talk about Ramadan, which is an act of worship, we need to give you the knowledge of how to do it properly, so that you can get the best out of Ramadan, so you can maximize your experience in Ramadan as a Muslim. And so with these two things in mind, we read the ayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum siyamu kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun." Sadaqallahu al-azim. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting as it was decreed upon those before you, that you may," and some people say, "have God consciousness or righteousness," but in the context of knowledge, what is taqwa but knowledge? Now, taqwa is knowledge of Allah in all of its phases. Some people say God consciousness, some people say righteousness, some people say fear. But these are actions that you do with the knowledge that you have of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So I like to say, so that there may come over you knowledge of Allah. And with that knowledge, you can perfect your acts of worship, because now you know who you're worshiping. And how he prescribed for you to worship in his books and through his MBA. So, Ramadan is so unique. Today, most people got up, they had breakfast, they did not have lunch, they did not have dinner, they did not, you know, drink, eat, do whatever they do. But tomorrow, that's going to stop. Totally, for most of the day. And it sometimes may be difficult for some people to do, particularly new people in Islam and older people and so forth, but that aspect is still there, that one day I'm this, the next day I've changed to something else. And I like to think of it for myself as, this is the best opportunity that we as human beings have in this dunya to imitate the malaika, to take on the character of the angels. Because they don't eat, they don't drink, they don't have sexual relations, they don't argue, they don't fight, they don't backbite, they don't steal. They don't do any of the things that we're not supposed to do in order to fast properly for the month of Ramadan. So they're always in this state. Now, as human beings in this dunya, we can't be in that state all the time. As a matter of fact, it's prohibited to fast continuously without eating food. But for most of the day, in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we voluntarily take on this character. And as we know, the human being has two basic characters within him, his nafs. There's an angelic character, and there's a shaitanic character. And now is our opportunity to raise that angelic aspect of our nature to a high, high level. Because Allah has said that the shayateen are chained up, and the hellfire is closed, and the doors of the Jannah are open. So everything is optimal for you to take on the character of the angels. Now, people say, well, the shaitan are chained up. How come bad things are still happening and so forth? Well, the shaitan is only chained up the ones that belong to the believers, and only the believers who are fasting, and only the believers who are fasting properly. Because you have the key to the lock of your shaitan in how you go about your worship and how you apply the knowledge that you learn and the level of knowledge that you learn and the level of knowledge that you seek. All of these things work in concert to determine whether your shaitan is going to stay locked up or not. You drive down the street, somebody cuts you off, it's Ramadan, you're so with them. The shaitan, you open lock on him. You should get that guy. You drive up. At some point, you got to have that knowledge and say, I'm fasting, this is Ramadan. The Prophet said this. He said, if someone insults you or angers you or makes you upset, you got to say, I'm fasting. You got to remember this. And it's this reminder that that has been taking place over the last month or so that will help you to put on the brakes, so to speak, as they say, pump the brakes on being out of control, of loosing your shaitan to wreak havoc upon your Ramadan and whoever else gets in the way. So this knowledge, this repetition of Ramadan and its importance is for you. So don't take it lightly. What we hear over and over again, sometimes we just get used to it. We take for granted. But this is important business. This is the business of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to worship Allah and worship Him properly, which you cannot do except with knowledge, and you cannot retain knowledge except with repetition. And so we're repeating, again, things that we've said over the last one. And we'll repeat them again. Because as you can see, just from that example I gave you, and from the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in His book, the shortest thing in existence is the human memory. Because we forget very quickly. And you have only to read the story of the Bani Israel. Please, inshallah, move forward. You have only to read the story of the Bani Israel to understand. They were human beings like us. They were the Muslims before us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did so many miracles, so many gifts He gave them. The biggest one that I can think of is He killed the Pharaoh in their footsteps while He opened the ocean for them to go across. And drowned the Pharaoh and his army in their footsteps. And they got to the other side. And Prophet Musa goes to the mountain for a few days to visit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he comes back, what are they doing? Are they making worship to Allah? No. They've made an idol. They're worshiping an idol. They want to go back to Egypt, back into slavery, because they want onions and lentils and garlic. And we're tired of being in the desert here, even though Allah is dropping food that no one ever ate before. Manna from the skies and birds and so forth for you to eat. And they don't want this. They want to go back. They said, Moses is dead. Who's going to lead us now? They forgot. You would think that you wouldn't forget that if you saw the sea open up and you could walk through and the people behind you were chasing you drown. But that's the human memory. We forget very quickly. So this reminder is necessary. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَذَكَّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَةً فَأُولِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, for the reminder benefits the believer. May not benefit the non-believer, but it surely should benefit the believer. أَقُولُ قَالِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ أُولُو اللَّهِ. Alhamdulillah. Can we move a little forward, please? There's people still coming. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, he thought you'd be some of what you were. nawa thulatha wa ruba'a yazidu fil khalqi man yasha'. Inna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So in the little bit of time we have left for the khutbah, inshallah, we'll highlight again for you some of the benefits of Ramadan so that we can be in remembrance. There's hadith from Ibn Khuzaimah in Al-Sahih Muslim that says, the beginning of Ramadan is a mercy, and the middle is forgiveness, and the end is liberation from the hellfire. In my understanding and opinion, the mercy comes from the fact that we have such a month in the first place. This is the heart. The heart of the human being is like a battlefield that's always under attack by the forces of the shaitan and the forces of the self and the appetites and so forth. And defending that is the malaika, the angels who only bring good suggestions to you, and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these forces are always fighting in the heart of the human being. And this month of Ramadan, as we said, everything is conducive to you winning the battle for good. And in so doing, this is a rahmah. It's sort of like an R&R for a soldier who's been in the war. Now things get easier for you. Now you have assistance. Now you have help more than you have usually during out here, because as I said, Allah said the shayateen are chained up. So take advantage of this. This is a rahmah. And if you do this and do it correctly, then what else can follow that but forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when you have forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means you are safe from the jahannam, from the hellfire. So this is how I understand this hadith. I'd be interested to hear other people's understanding, because no one has the 360-degree on anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give us such a month which nobody else has. We know Christians, they have the month of Lent, which comes before Easter. Well, it's not a month, it's like 40 days right before Easter, and you give up basically whatever you feel like giving up. And so, you know, people give up what they like the least, and they call it sacrifice. Jews have a one day out of the year called Rosh Hashanah, I believe it's called the Day of Atonement, where they fast from sun up to sundown, and that takes care of them for the whole year. Efficient, but not Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this, and Ramadan starts this evening at Maghrib. Can anybody guarantee anybody here that you'll be alive this evening at Maghrib? But if you are alive at Maghrib this evening and you start the month of Ramadan, what a blessing. Because Allah will reward you for your intention even if you don't make it to fast in the morning. He will reward you. Again, rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that in Ramadan, a farida, an obligatory deed, is like 70 obligatory deeds done. And a nafila, an voluntary deed, is like a farida in Ramadan. These are all gifts from Allah to you to help you to raise that angelic side of your nature. If we look at the dunya, approximately 1/6 of the people in the world are Muslims. So, theoretically speaking, if all the Muslims are doing what they're supposed to do in the way they're supposed to do it, the world should have like 1/6 of the fitna that it has now. That should go down, because Muslims are fasting, and the world would be a better place. There's also the aspect of the Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set down the book of guidance that no one can change, no one can alter, No one can write the book and say this is from Allah. No, it's done. It's sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his Nabi, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then delivered through his Sahaba to us. And that we have the guidance that will never change and will never be corrupted. And this came in the month of Ramadan. So there's so many other gifts that we don't have time to speak about. As Allah said about Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. How many years? How many years? Huh? 80 something. We should know exactly. 83.3 years. That's the life expectancy, I think, in this country right now is about 85. So that's a whole lifetime, basically, in one night, the benefit. So, again, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in closing, we'll read a hadith from Salman al-Farsi. And this is kind of a pet peeve of mine, and we've surely heard him say it before. The hadith was narrated, as I said, by Salman al-Farsi, who said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever feeds a fasting person will be recompensed with forgiveness of sins and salvation from hell. He will receive the same reward as the fasting person without causing him any reduction in his reward. The companion said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not all of us can find something to feed a fasting person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will give you this reward to he who feeds a fasting person with a sip of milk or a piece of dates or a sip of water. And Allah will make him who quenches the thirst of a fasting person to drink from the cistern, meaning the hood of Allah, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a drink that he will never feel thirsty until he enters paradise. This is a hadith that really is very important to me in Ramadan. We see so many times the adhan sounds and the iftar is there and the dates are out and the first thing, everybody attacks the dates and they go like this. I got mine. But the Prophet said, if you take that first date and don't stick it in your mouth, but give it to your brother. Help him break his fast. And he takes his first date and he gives it to you. Help you break your fast, or a sip of water, or a sip of milk, or whatever. Then you get the benefit of your fasting and his fasting. You get your sins forgiven. He gets the benefit of your fasting and his fasting, and he gets his sins forgiven. And it only takes that long. That long to do. So I recommend that, and sisters and brothers and sisters, get a iftar sister to be with you. And y'all make arrangements to trade to get the first piece. And brothers, the same thing. Get a brother who iftar buddy who trade with, and get that reward. Because I don't know anybody here who has so much ajr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can say I don't need any more. Especially something as simple as this. You don't have to really do much except remember your brother who's fasting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that you don't believe unless you want for your brother what you want for yourself. So with all of these admonitions, all of these guidances, we as Muslims, we still have to battle because we have an enemy, the shaitan. And we have an enemy in our own nafs, the self, and the nafs ala wana bisu. Verily the soul of man is prone to evil. But we have allies. We have guidance of Allah. We have the Malaika. We have this month to imitate their nature. And we have the benefits of so many more things coming up in Hajj, Muharram, days to fast, Arafat. So many things Allah has given us. So let us be knowledgeable about these oases, I call them, that Allah has placed throughout the year for the believers to refresh themselves and then move on to travel and reach the Jannah, inshallah. And if we don't know where they are, we can't take advantage of it. So knowledge is important. and then the fruit of knowledge is proper worship. May Allah help us to keep these things in memory. Who's ever phone that is, you should turn it off. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات رجاءه منهم والاموات انك انت السميع القريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين ربنا اننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للايمان ان امنوا بربكم فامنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الدعاء ربنا واتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقيموا الصلاة